word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're going to begin a new Bible study today, and I'm excited about this, and I hope that it will be a Bible study that will help you, and I hope you'll stay with us as we consider His Word today. Now, this series, I don't know how long it will take. I honestly don't know. It might be just a couple weeks. It might be three or four. We're going to see how it goes, but we're going to jump right in. Our Bible study is going to be in Colossians in chapter 1. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever had somebody walk up to you and say, "Pray for me"? Happens to me quite often. In fact, many times when I'm out and visiting, or sometimes even in a restaurant, somebody will say, "Pray for me." Well, what does that mean? And how do you pray for them? What do they want you to pray about? You know, somehow when we pray, we're certainly talking to God. But when we pray, it means that we're bringing to God some request. It's not just a matter of, "I pray for you." And, you know, honestly, I've heard people do that. Praying, they'll say, "Well, I pray for so-and-so. I pray for Mike." What does that mean? You know, when we say that, we're really not asking God for anything. In Philippians 4, the Bible says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." When we pray, there ought to be very specific requests. And so what I want to show you today in the Word of God is that when somebody comes and says, "Pray for me," I want to show you how to do that and how to pray for people, especially when they request that prayer. Or maybe there's someone in your life that you would like to pray for, that you're concerned about them, but you just don't know how to pray for them. Well, today, we're going to find out. Join me as we look in Colossians chapter 1. And while you're looking into Scripture, I want to remind you, and this is a great time to write to us about one of our little prayer journals. These are they're a little bit smaller, about the size of a 3x5 card. They'll fit right in your shirt pocket or even in your back pocket. They fit conveniently in a purse. These are great little prayer journals. I keep one myself, and I carry one around myself. When somebody says, "Pray for me," or they give me a particular request, I can pull out my journal and write their name down and write what that request is and do it right away. Yeah, I take one with me to prayer meeting on Wednesday night, and as prayer requests are mentioned, I write them in my little prayer journal, and I pray for them all week, and they're a great way to keep track. Not only that, but, you know, they're a great way to keep track of when God answers prayer, and you can check those items off and see how God is answering prayer in your life. And I think these little prayer journals can be a blessing to you. Now, they're free, absolutely free. All you've got to do is write to us. Let us know where you're hearing this broadcast today, and just give us your address. Now, listen, if you send us an email, I'm not going to send you a bunch of spam. I'm not going to send you a whole bunch of stuff that you don't care about and don't want. I just respond and send you the prayer journal that you asked for, and that's all. Now, there's a couple of ways you can contact us. You can contact us through the website at considerhisword.org. And there's a place that says "Contact Me," and just contact us that way. You can email me directly, simply at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And we check those every few days. And then, of course, you can just write to us. In fact, most of the requests that we get for the prayer journals just come from the regular mail. And you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me repeat that for you. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, I want to read a few verses in Colossians and kind of set the stage today and kind of put it in context. Colossians was a church that we don't believe Paul started it, that was perhaps started by someone else. In fact, the Bible mentions a man named Epaphras that perhaps started this church. And we know that Paul wrote to him, particularly in verse 7, he says, "As you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ." So he had ministered to them in some way, perhaps even starting this church. Now, it's really in verse 9 where I want you to start, because here Paul begins to describe his desire for the church. And these we can also see as his prayer requests for this church. Let's begin reading. Colossians 1 and verse 9. He said, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us in the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin." Now, in this little passage of Scripture, as Paul was writing to this little church, he said, "Here are the things that I want to pray for you, and here are the things that I desire for you." You know, Paul just didn't say, "I pray for you." And often I hear it that way. And as I mentioned before, when somebody comes and says, "Pray for me," how do you do that? How do you, when you approach the throne of God, you can't just say, "Lord, I pray for Mike." You know, that doesn't really mean anything. It just means that, you know, can you imagine somebody coming to you and say, "I want to ask you a question." And that's it. They never get around to the question. Or maybe they say, I need something from you. And then they don't tell you what it is. Now, I know that God knows our prayers even before we pray them. But he told us specifically, we just read it over in Philippians, that we are to bring our requests to God. As we pray, he said, "Be careful for nothing, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving." Now, that's how we approach God with prayer. Supplication is certainly asking, "Let your requests be made known unto God." Many times you can ask when somebody says, "Pray for me," and I'll do this often, and they'll say, "Pray for me," and I'll say, "Well, what would you like me to pray about?" You know, sometimes people don't even know. There was a time many years ago when there was a man who would do this to me, and he would say, "Pray for me." And I'd say, "What about?" He goes, "Oh, just when you pray, remember me." Well, that's not going to help him at all. And so I would ask him, "How do you want me to pray?" One time, you know, every time I saw this guy, he would say, "Pray for me, pray for me." And one day I was coming into a restaurant. It was in the evening, I think, after a prayer meeting, and several of us had gone out to get something to eat. And I walked into the restaurant, and this man was there. And as he was walking out the door, we kind of met in this little foyer. We weren't really out in the restaurant. We're in this little foyer. And I knew he was going to ask. And he said, "Pastor, pray for me." And I said, "Okay, let's pray right now." And I bowed my head, and he goes, No, not now, not now. Just whenever you pray, remember me." And I would. I would pray for him, and I would remember him in prayer. I began asking God to do some things in his life. We did see God work in his life, but sadly, it was just a few years after this that he passed away. I hope he was saved. I don't know that he was. But here, when Paul wrote to them, he says, since we've heard about your starting, since we heard about you and heard about your church, he said, I do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with knowledge in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, there's one thing. We're going to go through all of these. He said, first of all, that you would understand the will of God, that you would have knowledge of his will and all wisdom and understanding. The second thing he said was that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. The third thing he said was that you would be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering. And he said that you would be giving thanks to the Father, which made us fit or meet to be partakers of the inheritance of light. Here was Paul's prayer list. Here was Paul's prayer list for the church at Colossae and for the believers here. And I believe that this can also be a guide for us, that when somebody says to us, would pray for me, here's how you can pray. Now, many times they will give you a very specific request, and you ought to pray for that. Now, you know, really, when you pray for someone, when it's an individual, you ought to really pray, first of all, about their salvation, that they know the Lord, that they have been saved, and not just pray that they get saved, but maybe pray that God would give you the opportunity to win them to Christ. I believe we ought to pray for souls and ask God that he would save particular people. I have several on my prayer list, and that's the primary thing I'm praying for them, is that they would come to know Christ. And I am so thankful when they maybe show up at church or when I have a chance to talk to them for a few minutes, and I'll tell them, I'll say, I'm praying for you. And, you know, sometimes it surprises them, and I think sometimes it even scares them a little bit. And then I will. And I'll pray that God would somehow give me an opportunity to sit down with them and open the Bible and present them the gospel of Christ. Often I pray, and many times God answers the prayer that maybe someone would be saved today. Maybe we're at church or even at prayer meeting on Wednesday. I'll just say, Lord, would somebody be saved today? Could somebody come to know Christ today? It happened just a week ago. And I prayed that prayer in the morning. Every morning I take a walk. And of course, we live out here in the Everglades, and I have places that I walk in the woods. And as I walk, I pray. And I ask God to give us a soul that day. And after church, a young man came up and said, Pastor, I want to be saved. God answered that prayer. And I was so glad to pray with him and lead him to the Lord. Now, I want to encourage you to stay with us through these Bible studies. We're going to take each of these one at a time, maybe a couple times each week. But join us as we learn how to pray for people when they ask us to pray for them. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.